why prescription drug use? Why the rise in that rate?
Well, I think there are a number of factors that are related to that. One is the increasing knowledge that youth have about drugs. The increasing emphasis on prescription drug abuse, it's become very popular for teens to have parties where they throw all kinds of drugs in a bowl, and then they take the drugs, and it's a nightmare for emergency rooms where these teens are coming in with overdosages of drugs that we don't even know what they're taking. Also, as we're educating people about the dangers of using illicit drugs, that is, street drugs, they're becoming wiser consumers. They know that they can develop hepatitis or AIDS or heart infections if they use IV drugs, so they tend to stay away from IV drugs and tend rather to gravitate toward drugs that they can either swallow or snort or smoke.
Where are they getting these drugs?
According to surveys that have been done by the federal government, 70% of the time they come from friends and relatives. Surprisingly, less than 5% of the time they come from the internet or drug dealers. So these are not coming from drug dealers. They're coming from grandma's medicine cabinet.
Okay, so in some cases they're stealing them from relatives and friends.
Well, they're things like they're going into open houses where people are selling their house, and people are going in and raiding people's medicine cabinets and stealing their narcotics.
Okay. Are there situations where people maybe are giving drugs to someone well-meaning?
Oh, sure.
Maybe you have a headache and you get a certain...
I mean, it's not uncommon, I don't believe, for people to share their medications, and they don't realize that they're violating federal law by doing that.
Yeah.
And they're also endangering the person because the other person may have some condition that would make it necessary not to use those drugs. So the self-prescribing is really a dangerous thing for these people to be getting into.
Why are there so many excess drugs? It seems like there would be a lot of drugs that people aren't taking if they're able to do this.
A lot of the problem with that is the expectation that people have about prescriptions. You expect to go to the doctor, and part of your doctor visit you expect a prescription, and the doctors don't want to be bothered if they've taken out your wisdom teeth, let's say, and you might need severe pain relief for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors will prescribe 5 or 6 days worth, so by the time the person is done really needing those meds, and they'll stop taking them because they're making them groggy or constipated or any of a number of things, or nauseated, they'll just have those drugs left in the medicine cabinet. And then the next time there's a rainy day and they have a little bit of an ache or a pain, they start to take the drugs again, and that can tend to become a self-perpetuating problem. More often than not, I believe it's that people are stealing them from other people's medicine cabinets. For example, someone dies in the family. The family doesn't throw out those medications in many circumstances. They hang on to them. They don't realize that it's a federal violation to possess someone else's narcotics.
You mentioned federal violation. I don't think many people realize that it's a pretty big statement you make.
Well,
there.
If you look at the little tiny label that's on most of those prescriptions, it says federal law prohibits transfer to other than for whom it was intended.
So, in theory, if you got caught with those, what would happen?
In theory, you could be prosecuted, and depending on how many you had, you could be charged with some pretty serious offenses.
Trafficking, dealing, these kind of offenses?
I don't know if it would be trafficking. It would more likely be possession.
So
it would be like being caught with a pound of marijuana.
Are there such health care providers should or could be taking to help offset this issue?
Well, there's certainly, we could do a better job of educating our health health practitioners about how much is a reasonable amount to prescribe. Like with a tooth procedure, maybe 2 days worth, not 5 or 10 days worth. If you've had some joint surgery or something like that, depending on how long the rehabilitation is going to be, there should be only enough pills or medicine prescribed to cover during what usually would be the acute period, and then switch over to lesser pain relievers like acetaminophen or Tylenol, for example.
Has that been determined on procedures? Do procedures have certain thresholds of this procedure you should be on the drugs for this period of time? Or
there may be some general standards that have been established at institutions, but and there could be guidelines, but I'm not aware of
none of them. So, because that seems like it would be kind of individual, a person's pain threshold,
right?
So that's hard to judge,
right? Because some people will have no pain and not like to take narcotics at all, and other people will who have low pain tolerance may very well need it for a number of days, but I'd rather have somebody calling and requesting another prescription in the unusual circumstance where they need more, rather than giving everybody a 5 to 10 day supply and then having just a flood of drugs on the streets that our teenagers are killing themselves with.
These drug deaths in that report, are a lot of them being attributed to younger people?
A lot of them are younger people.
Okay.
Teenagers' brains are not, the front part of their brain are not as maturely developed, which that frontal lobe immaturity increases the chances that they're going to do impulsive things. Impulsive things can include sticking your hand in a bowl of drugs and taking a handful and swallowing them. I don't think many secure, mature adults would do that.
What about on the patients, basically I'm talking about the well-meaning patient, the patient who does get the 10-day supply, uses it for 2 days and is done with their drugs.
Right.
What should they be or how can we reach them, I guess, to let them know what they should do next?
Well, the appropriate thing is to dispose of them properly, and there are various recommendations for various drugs. A lot of drugs, you grind them up and put them with kitty litter or coffee grinds, and then you put them in a Ziploc bag and put them out in the trash. But with some of the narcotics, it isn't even recommended to do that. I think we as a society need to do a lot better job of having medication returns. Right now, in many states, it's illegal on these medication return days to return controlled substances or the addicting drugs. That should be the primary thing they're looking for. That would be like having a weapons return day and not having them return guns.
Yeah, that makes